Highland Auto presents Make a Band. Final recap.
Brought to you by Oregon Wine Lab.
I pledge allegiance.
To the band.
We rock the house. Who rocks the house? We rock the house. Who rocks the house?
Rock and roll!
Dude, we are total rock stars now.
You know, I can deal with your problem, or I can rock out, but I cannot do both.
Seven groups of strangers came together to make a band. Here's their stories.
Let's get rocking!
Let's hear it for Nurtured Soul.
I feel like I touch the sky. Some control on me, hold on me, got me feeling. Make you be, make you breathe, and make you release. What life is, I take you back, I take you back. Walk on by, I see you smile, you say hi. Won't believe it, I feel like I touch the sky. Some control on me, hold on me, got me feeling. Make you be, make you breathe, and make you release. Well, out there, take it, baby, take it, baby, take it, baby, take it away to a place I've been before. So I really know you're actually in unpredictable. Don't be present, I'm fantasizing about tomorrow. Me, you and me, to a place I've been before. So I really know you're actually in unpredictable. Don't be present, I'm fantasizing about tomorrow. When I'm perfect and life's like a seesaw, so the long road, some days may be cold. Once I'm kids, they can eat me like we can't go on. We don't know where we go, right? But my love, I won't stop, so all the love you need, tender and never end. Make you free, make you free, then make you free. Well, out there, so take it, baby, take it, baby, take it, baby, take you away to a place of beautiful. So I wish you know you're actually unpredictable.
Recapping Make a Band with producer Music Mogul. We're going to introduce ourselves here in a sec. And then also Nurtured Soul is the band. Go ahead and introduce yourself, guys.
What up? I'm D-Bags on the beat, Darren Shilton.
And I'm the drummer for Nurtured Soul, Dante Goya. How's it going?
Right on. And you were the producer then? Correct.
Yes, sir.
How was the process of drafting musicians and, I mean, trying to build a band?
It was actually a lot more fun than I thought there was going to be. Definitely learned a lot from a producer's standpoint, from an artist standpoint, and from just a human standpoint. I learned so much about how much other artists take into consideration and how much time they put into it.
Okay. So when you went into the showcases, we had them themed out for singers and, you know, different guitarists and styles of musicians. But then towards the end, we kind of just kept it open call. When you went in, were you set on who you wanted and why, or no? And did that change?
Yeah. So I was about 50-50, to be honest. Looking for something that was high energy, kind of hip hop based, since that is the type of production that I mainly do. And I feel like we somewhat accomplished that, but it grew into something that I never thought would ever be possible, something much greater than what I ever expected.
And it was fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit?
Oh, yeah. Just a little.
And you had, it wasn't just you as a producer, you did have another with you, correct?
It was just me.
It was just
I'm
you.
I'm solo, yeah.
Okay. That ain't my mistake on that one.
My mom with me a couple times. But
hey, aren't they the most useful sometimes?
Oh, yeah. Love my mom.
So you had all the weight on you. You were scheduling all the practices. You were doing all these things. And when it came to original music, did you put a lot of that on the band? Or did you try to have a hand in that too?
So we went with, for sake of time, we went with some originals that our singer had written. And the others were just songs that we vibed with altogether, songs that were kind of easier to learn since we only had 6 weeks. One of them being Led Zeppelin's Since I've Been Loving You.
Great song.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing live hearing it. And then the other one was Stressed Out by 21 Pilots. And yeah, the other two were originals.
Thank you so much. That was an original. Yeah, the next song that we're gonna do is a classic. Led Zeppelin. Yes. If you know the lyrics, sing along. Drag, 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 let it ride.
Perfect. And speaking, you know, of the bands, we've got your Dave Grohl here, your drummer.
Not quite.
Go ahead and introduce yourself again, and then I know we don't have everyone from the bands. We've got some people international right now, but who else played with you?
Yeah, so again, I'm Dante Goya, and so Rati, our singer-songwriter, who provided the couple of originals that Darren was talking about, she's in Zimbabwe right now doing her her thing with all her family out there, which is cool.
And is that then, where she's from then? Okay, all right,
yes.
Cool.
Yeah, and then Corbin's from Eugene, but he's living in Portland right now. So he was actually driving down every, couple times a week to come down to practice with us. So he really put in quite a bit of time to make the whole thing work.
4 hours just for practice.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And I mean, that's if he doesn't hit traffic.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. He put like thousands of miles on his car.
Yeah. It's because it's just over 100 miles or so one way. Maybe 200 miles each trip, man.
Yeah, and he wasn't staying overnight or anything because he had to go back for work. So, quite the commitment there.
Yeah, I mean, to do that three times in a week, that's 600 miles. That's 2,400 miles in a month.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, glad I could do that math with my shoes on.
Shout out to Big Corb for driving.
Yeah.
Shout out Rati.
Now, amazing. With a commitment like that from him, did it feel like you kind of had to step up too? Like, man, this guy's driving. He's putting in this real time. You know, I should too.
Yeah, man. I started kind of complaining when I had to pack up my drums and move them three blocks. And, I started feeling kind of silly when I was thinking that Corbin was driving from Portland and Rati, has a family, a child, things Ooh. Like that, that are a little more of a big deal than packing up a couple toms. But
we each have our struggles.
Yeah.
But it's good to keep that in perspective, you know. And when it comes, you know, Rati, you said had some original songs that she had already written out, and when she brought them to the table, how was the feel? Did it take a couple times playing it to kind of get it, or was it just right there?
You know. She obviously had her way that she was doing the songs before, and then she showed us recording a video of him. And then Corbin is pretty great at playing guitar. He's pretty much a musician magician. So he picked it up super quickly and put his own kind of spin on it. And then Rati kind of gave me free rein on what to do with the drums. And so I kind of spiced it up a little bit. Not that it needed much spicing up, but I put my own little flair on it. And so we just kind of made our own version of her song.
Wow. Definitely faster, more upbeat, more up-tempo.
Now we are in my reminiscing on the olden days. Now we are in my reminiscing on the olden days. As a child of folks, the music it was part of me, it was my love. I didn't know just how I was engaged, I'm a singer, I'm now some homosexual. Now we are in my reminiscing on the olden days. Now we are in my reminiscing on the olden days. Singing, da da da. Put up my head and I put up.
up my head and I don't understand this rhyme. I sound singing now. Reach up my head and I put up my head and I. Oh. I didn't know the sound was scary. I'ma sing out loud. Someone was like, shut up. How you feeling? Oh, yeah. That was yet another original, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. The next song, I know you guys are gonna sing along to it. It's like, it's become my favorite now. Blurry Face 21 Pilots.
When it came to practices, were there flare-ups? Was it just easy working together? Was there ever a butting of heads? I mean, how was that process?
It was the smoothest process I've ever had with strangers, with people that I literally just met. We vibed really well. We all clicked and gave each other room to grow individually and together. I don't know, man. What about from your perspective?
Yeah, well, like I said, Rati's, you know, an incredible singer-songwriter, so there was no issues there. Corbin's a great guitarist, so there was no struggle with actually playing the actual music, and you know, I can hit the lambskins a little bit myself. So getting the music part together really wasn't too difficult, and the personalities kind of just worked too. So all in all, I'd say it was probably the easiest or most simple kind of working together group I've really been a part of.
And did you have first thoughts when you're sitting in a room full of strangers that you just got drafted by some, you know, dude you don't know?
Yeah, I was definitely skeptical at first because I had no idea what I was really getting myself into. And, you know, I didn't know if I was going to vibe with the guitarist or, you know, if the singer was going to have, you know, big ego or anything like that. But, nothing like that happened, luckily. So it was pretty easy flowing stuff.
Yeah, and I did my best to make sure that the people that I were picking vibed really well together. You know, if they had a specific personality trait, that I looked for that in the other people as well. And that's why I only picked three people, but also to make it a little easier on us. But yeah, I feel like we had a really good vibe that just came extremely natural and. Never seen it before that quick, honestly.
And to the thought that you'd mentioned where you see this personality trait in somebody versus a musical trait or talent trait in them, the personality trait is going to be the more, I mean, even if they're a lesser skilled musician, but their personality is better, you're going to go with them. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. So I went with musical talent, obviously, but I also went with personality, with energy. You know, Corbin was the only guitarist that approached me on the day of guitars, and he actually shouted me out during his performance and was like, "This one's for you, D-Bags." And so I instantly had to pick him, and he's also just really good. Dante got chosen by multiple producers, and he ended up choosing me, which I feel like works awesomely. But I chose him based off talent and personality. Vibe, you know, just it's all about vibe in the music industry, in my opinion.
And it sounds like the vibe that you wanted is people who are hungry to succeed or to try or to fail or to whatever, just to put some effort in, have fun, and see what develops.
Exactly. Yes, that was like my number one focus is, you know, are they taking it serious? Because, you know, I take myself serious. I'm a Capricorn. I've been in this a long time, so I'm trying to do the best I can to provide people with some entertainment and get this community going.
Absolutely. And now, how was the rest of the community? How was that final night? When you're, now you're playing, you've worked, you've made a band, at least you guys... You think you are? We're nurtured, so we're ready to do it. And yeah, it's the Wow Hall. It's Sunday night. It's June 3rd. What's your thoughts now?
Oh, well, first off, just the actual event itself was pretty great. The whole place was packed, which was neat. You know, shout out to Sam Adato for providing the drums too. He hooked me up with a sweet kit and set everything up, and you know, everybody else was set to go. So that was cool. Just off, you know, firsthand. And then moving forward, we're at a tiny bit of a stall just because, you know, Rati's on a different continent, and, you know, so that's putting a slight hitch. But as soon as she gets back, she'll be back in a couple weeks here. We're gonna, I think, hit the ground running again. Corbin's into it, I'm into it, she's into it, so we're gonna just kind of start, you know, pick up where we left off and keep this thing going.
And how do we keep tabs on it? How do we stay in the know? Have you guys put together a page or anything yet?
Yeah, so we got a page out on Instagram. It's Nurtured Soul IG. And you can also find any kind of updates on musicmogul.com, MUZIKMOGUL.com.
Perfect. Awesome. And then...
We also have a Facebook page as well.
Cool. Yeah, I'm sure they're on them. They're probably all linked together and stuff.
Yeah.
And I like that you put your information to that, so you can get anyone who wants to work with you, because you work with multiple genres of music and do some things.
All genres.
Yeah. I'm going to make a country western song with you.
Let's do it. Old Town Road style.
Any final thoughts on the process, on the making of a band, on anything? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to just give a shout out to Jen Davis for everything that she has done for all the bands and all the people involved. Thank you as well for doing everything that you have. But mostly, I just want to say that all of the bands gave their all. They all practiced. It showed. Everyone that was in attendance that night had a really good time. A couple of bands got standing ovations. It just flowed really well. The whole event had a really good positive vibe about it. The energy was really high the whole time, and everybody was smiling in the room. And I think that's what it's all about, honestly. But looking forward to working with everybody in the future and just growing from here.
Yeah, man, it was super cool to get music out into the community. Not that Eugene really needs any help doing that, but it was cool to be a part of that and to you know, play my little role. And great to work with everybody again, with Meepa and making a band. Everything was awesome. And so it was just a cool thing to be a part of, and I'm real thankful for it.
This is our last song, everybody. I hope you vibe to Nurtured Soul. I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice to sing some better words. I wish I found some chords in the order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sing. I was told when I get older, all my fears will shrink, but now I'm insecure, and I can't repeat. My name's Blurryface, and I get what you think. My name's Blurryface, and I get what you think. Wish we could turn back time. Home, grown up songs, broken, regrets to roam. But it would remind us of when nothing really mattered. what you think. Finding purpose and I get what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the blue days. When our mama sang us to sleep and now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn, wish we could turn back time. Hey. Us to sleep but now. We used to play pretend, gave each other different names. We were built a rocket ship and then we fly far away. We were dreaming out of space but now they're laughing at our face saying, yeah! We used to play pretend, gave each other different names. We were better rock a ship and they were flying far away. We were dreaming out of space, but now they're laughing at our faces. Wish we could turn back time to the good days. When our mama sent us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good days. Used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We will build a